Now we have Scott Mutcherbaker from the Beefsteak Club with us. He joins us as often as we can get him, and we see him frequently on TVs, featured on the covers of magazines, and becoming quite the poster boy for chefery in our town. Scott, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Good to see you.
What's the furthest you got from home in the last year?
The last year I went to Mexico, the Oaxaca Peninsula.
Oh, really?
It was a blast,
yeah,
man.
I saw pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And let's see here. Now, we decided that today that we were going to talk about hot foods. Foods served hot for cold weather, right?
Oh, yeah. We got some pretty nasty weather coming our way. And I got some really nice soups and a stew that, that'll hopefully keep you warm during this this cold snap.
And I also thought it would be kind of fun to have something that was served hot. You know, hot boiling, that kind of thing, and with some spice.
Oh, yeah.
So we can do both of these things?
Yes, of course, Jack.
All right.
Anything you want.
All right. And this is being interviewed, and if you need ingredients or reminders, it'll be podcast at kfgo.com. Even though I forgot to do our last one.
Oh, you what?
And I lost the whole blasted thing.
Oh, Jack.
But anyway, all right, what are we going to do first here?
We're going to do some ham and bean, and we're going to do this all from scratch because... like I've said before, going from scratch, it's the only way. I mean, this is how Grandma did it. So what we're going to do is we're going to get a bone-in ham, and we're gonna remove all that ham from the bone, and we're going to throw this bone in a stock pot with two stalks of celery, two large carrots, one large yellow onion, and you're going to dice all this up into about a half-inch chunks. And then you're going to add 3 to 5 sprigs of parsley. You're going to do a couple sprigs of thyme, a couple sprigs of rosemary, 1 tablespoon of peppercorns, and then you're going to add about six quarts of water, and then you're going to let that simmer for about 4 hours. So anything worth doing is worth doing right. So let it simmer for a while so you can get all that nice bean flavor. So then you're going to overnight, you're going to soak some white navy beans, and it's going to take about 18 hours for these things to soften up. So in a large pot, after you... soak these navy beans. You're going to boil these beans until they're soft. And if it takes a long time for these to boil and they're not quite getting there, what you're going to do is you're going to add some cornstarch to these beans. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what the cornstarch does, but it helps to soften these beans up. Some scientific stuff that I don't know.
A tablespoon or?
Yeah, a couple tablespoons. Just it gets in there and it loosens it up. I'm not sure, but it works. So in another pot, what we're going to do is we're going to sweat, one large carrot, one celery stalk, and half a yellow onion. And by sweating, you're just going to have that on a low heat. You don't want any color on these vegetables. You just want them
warm,
translucent, basically, warm, okay. Cooked through. And then what we're going to do is add
How long will that take?
That should only take, 10 minutes, depending upon how large you dice them, right. And, so after we do that, we're going to add that stock that we prepared earlier. And then we're going to add 2 diced up Yukon Gold potatoes. And you're going to do that about half-inch chunks. And you're going to simmer until those potatoes are soft. And now we have those beans that we had reserved. We're going to take half those beans and we're going to run those through a food processor. This is going to help thicken up that... This soup, and it's going to make for a really nice consistency.
Let me ask you something about back to those beans. We added the cornstarch to make them soft if we needed to.
If you need to, if they're not softening up after boiling for a period of about 45 minutes to an hour, add that cornstarch. That should help soften them up.
And then before we use them in step two, do we rinse them off in a colander and all of that?
Yeah. What you do is after you soak them overnight, you're going to rinse them off in a colander, get all that icky bean water off of them, and then you're going to start them in some nice fresh water.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you said that already, but I was distracted by my phone giving signals.
Yeah, my phone just went off too. So anyways, so we're going to simmer until those potatoes are nice and soft. And then, like I said, we're going to take half those beans and we're going to run those through a food processor. And that's going to thicken the soup. It's going to, like I said, really nice texture. And then at the end, we're going to add the rest of those beans to the soup. And then we're going to add the ham. And we're going to season that with some fresh thyme and salt and pepper. Simple. Mm-hmm. It's just time consuming is all.
Yeah, well, and the preparation, especially the making the stock a day ahead and all of that takes a little time. And how long would it make you from start to finish, presuming you have your stock already made, just for interest's sake, you, the professional chef?
If I had my beans soft and my stock ready to go, this soup could be done in about an hour.
I see. All right, yeah. For you. And that would be ham and bean soup, made just the way Grandma makes it. What are we going to do now?
We're gonna do a hot red. This is, you know, the Texas style chili. Doesn't have beans. You can add beans if you'd like. I'm a truist to the chili thing, and that's probably why I've lost so many competitions in the area, because I don't put beans in, because I think they're just a filler.
Well, but as a matter of fact, the major competitions don't involve beans.
That's true.
The chili cook-offs.
Yep.
It's a meat dish.
It is.
But we have some very significant ones that even allow corn. So anyway.
The white chicken chili.
Yeah.
That's not chili.
That
Come
should
on.
Be illegal.
I think it is, or we could just call it
white chili soup.
Yeah, soup.
All right, so hot red chili.
All right, so now you're going to want to get some rubber gloves when you make this, and you might even want to get a mask when you make this, because once you start sautéing all these ingredients, it's going to burn you out. I mean, I know it's cold out, but you might end up opening up a window when you do this. So in a large stock pot, what you'll do is first you're going to dice up 5 jalapenos, 1 habanero, and please use some rubber gloves or some sort of protection, because this can really, really hurt you. And then we're going to do 1 red pepper, 1 green pepper, and 1 large yellow onion. You're going to dice all this up. And we're going to get a stock pot, smoking hot. You're going to throw in some vegetable oil and get that really, really hot to the point where it is actually smoking. And then we're going to throw all that in and saute. Now, this is going to hurt your nose a lot. This is something I make, you know, regularly, like, you know, football time, Super Bowl, what have you. So once you got all those nice and soft and you got a nice color on them, you're going to throw in 2 cans of stewed tomatoes. And then you're going to let this all simmer together for about 1 hour, and we're going to season that with 1 tablespoon of cumin, 1 tablespoon of cayenne, 2 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of crushed red pepper, 1 tablespoon of cracked black pepper. Do not throw any salt in this yet. You're going to want to taste it and see what the spice is like prior to seasoning with salt, because once you add salt, it's actually going to heighten that heat.
Oh.
To another level.
It does,
really, really weird, but just taste it first and then season very, very slowly, because it's gonna hurt.
A couple of questions here. Cumin, cayenne, paprika, crushed red pepper, crushed black pepper?
Yeah.
Are those okay. And that is to simmer 1 hour with the 2 cans of stewed tomatoes and the other things that you have cooked up earlier.
Yep, that's right.
All right, and the other question is about the hot stock pot that you're putting these jalapenos, habaneros, red, green peppers, and yellow onion in. How much oil?
For this amount of veggies, I'd probably do about 3 to 4 tablespoons of vegetable oil.
A healthy amount.
Yep.
And how long do you think you would want to cook that, you add the canned tomatoes?
Right. That would probably saute anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah. But it hurts your eyes, man. I've chased people out of my house with this. So.
Oh, great.
So
that's a helpful hint in many ways.
It is. I mean, if you got the in-laws over and
Uncle Lloyd is coming.
Hey, Uncle Lloyd's coming. You know, Oli or whatever. He doesn't like the spicy. Just get this one going for him.
I love the sound of this. So now we've simmered it for an hour with cumin and cayenne and paprika. And I would say maybe smoked paprika would be good, too.
Smoked paprika is good. Also, another good one is throwing a little bit of cinnamon. You know, a lot of people associate cinnamon with being a sweet thing going, you know, on your cinnamon rolls and whatnot, but it is also a really good spice for these, these spicy, savory dishes. Cinnamon is a spice, so.
All right, so then what do you do?
All right, so in a separate, actually, when we're all done with that, we're going to puree it, and if it's really, really thick, what you're going to do is add a little bit of beef stock to it, because we're going to keep simmering this, and the more that you simmer it, it's going to lose that moisture, and so it's going to keep on thickening. But if it keeps on thickening and it gets a little bit too much, just add a little bit of beef stock as you go. And the beef stock isn't going to hurt the flavor. It's going to heighten the flavor just a little bit, and it's going to give you just, you know, a little bit more uh, more moisture to the dish, if you will.
So everything that we've made, once it's all done and it's simmered and all of that, we puree it then?
Yep, puree it. Run it through your food processor. Depending upon how big your food processor is, you might have to do two runs with it. You know, you don't want to overfill that food processor. It can be, those things can be very dangerous. You get that hot liquid bubbling out of there and you hurt your hands. I've seen some pretty bad stuff.
All right. Phew. All right.
All right. So after we're done with that, in a separate pan, we're going to brown up some cubed chuck roast with just a little bit of salt and pepper. And then we're going to throw this in with our other mixture and just simmer that for about 1 hour. And garnish that with a little bit of like cilantro sour cream. You're going to want this sour cream because it's really, really hot. I cannot stress that enough. You're going to be sweating on your forehead.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for that. That sounds really good. And we have some more, right? But wait, there's more.
But wait.
Let's do the pho, P-H-O.
P-H-O, pho. Okay, so if you can get your hands on some oxtail, it's the way to go to make the broth for this. But if not, beef bones are pretty readily accessible at any of the local butchers. So what you do is you'll simmer this this oxtail or these beef bones. And you're going to do about 3 to 5 pounds, and you're going to simmer this with some water. You're going to take two lemongrass spears, I guess you could call them.
Lemongrass is a very interesting ingredient.
It really is.
I love it.
It's not something I play with a whole lot, yeah. But when I do, it's always fun.
The first mistake I made with lemongrass was when I just put it in as an ingredient. But actually, that doesn't work. You should tie it up with a string or in cheesecloth or something because it.
Yeah, it's basically like chewing on a stick.
Yeah.
I mean, is what it is. So
okay, oxtail, and then simmer that, and then add lemongrass.
Yep. In this simmer, we're gonna throw in two bruised lemongrass, and what you do is you get the sharp part of your knife, and then you get the back end of your knife. What you do is you just bang that lemongrass with the back end of your knife, just a few times, just to bruise it to help loosen up some of those oils and some of those lemongrass flavors. And then you're going to throw in about 5 diced Thai chilies, and these things are hot. These things are real hot. I had an experience with one of these. My boss, he made up a soup, and he had some Thai chilies in them, right? He's like, here, try some of my soup, and he put that in there. Apparently, it's only for garnish. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. No, I didn't know that, uh-huh. But figured that out real quick. But anyways, so then we're going to throw in one bunch of cilantro, and we're going to do about 10 quarts of water. We're going to simmer this for about 6 to 8 hours, and then you're going to have your broth. And so you'll strain all that off, and then we got to do some rice noodles. You can get a package of rice noodles at any grocery store in your ethnic foods or whatever aisle. And we're going to boil these in the broth for about 1 to 3 minutes. These things go really, really fast. And you're going to strain those noodles out, put those in a bowl, and then we're going to slice some beef tenderloin really, really thin. And you're going to keep that broth on the side just boiling. And then we're going to put that broth over the top of these noodles and that beef tenderloin. And that's going to cook the beef, and it's tasty. Oh. And then we're going to garnish that with some bean sprouts, some fresh cilantro, a little kimchi, sriracha, hoisin, and some fresh jalapeno. And that's my recipe. I mean, I'm sure there's much better recipes out there, but...
Boy... That sounds good. I like that oxtail idea.
Oh, yeah, it's good. The meat on an oxtail is just, it's awesome.
I read a recipe for an Irish soup one time, and they referred to it being with bacon, and that's what attracted me. But then upon further perusal of the recipe, I realized what they were talking about. Bacon that they refer to is actually pig knuckles.
Well, that makes sense.
And what they do is they have you simmer the pig knuckles for a certain period of time and then cut off all the goop, you know, the skin and all of that.
Yep.
The reason I realized that when I was touring Ireland several times, they had bacon, and it didn't taste anything like the bacon I was used to.
Right.
But then upon trying the pig knuckles, I went, oh, that's bacon.
Irish bacon.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll be danged. But it is not the same thing. But... And the only reason I bring that up is because that oxtail might be the same kind of an animal, flavor from a different part of the body.
Yeah.
The tail and the feet. You know? Sometimes they wander around in the same neighborhood, though.
That's true. I like how they label it pig knuckle and not pig hoof. You know, it's all about labeling when you put something, you know, off kilter on a menu. It's It's all about labeling. Pig knuckle instead of pig hoof. Who wants to eat pig hoof? Oh, pig knuckle? That sounds delicious.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, buddy, and spending so much time. It's a pleasure to have you. It always is.
Absolutely, Jack. It's always fun.
Three great recipes, podcast at KFGO.com. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
See you at the beefsteak, maybe later.
Yeah, I hope so.
Feels like partay.
Yeah.
All right, see you, man.
See ya.